Good afternoon, everyone.
弟兄姐妹，大家下午好。
Wonderful to be here again.
非常高兴能够回到你们的当中。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit will teach us from your truth.
天父上帝，我们恳求你的圣灵今天下午来教导我们。
Help us to love your word, Lord.
帮助我们渴慕你的话语。
Teach us to apply your words in our life.
教导我们把你的话语实践在我们的生命当中。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告是奉靠耶稣的名求的。
Amen.
Amen.
Last year, the different churches that I preached to, a number of people came up to me.
去年在不同的教会我去讲道的时候，有一些弟兄姐妹就来问我。
And they told me, look, we are not very familiar with some of the books of the Old Testament. Would you like to preach on those books?
他们就告诉我说，我们对旧约里头一些的书信不是书本不是很熟悉，可不可以请你来为我们讲解这些旧约的书本？
So I thought it good before the Lord that this year.To focus a bit more on some of the little known books of the Old Testament.
因此我就决定今年呢，我就要专注在一些旧约比我们一般上比较不熟悉的书本。
In particular, some of the books of the minor prophets.
特别呢是我们旧约圣经里头的小先知书。
So we will begin today with the book of Micah.
因此今天我就开始跟大家来讲解弥迦书。
And I'll preach through the 7 chapters of this book.
今天我要跟大家分享这七章里头的精华。
Micah introduced himself as a prophet from a small country village in Israel called Moreshet.
那先知弥迦呢，他介绍自己的时候是告诉我们他是来自一个很小的城镇，叫做摩利沙。
Before that, I thought it good for each of us to focus our attention on this book. It's the seventh book from the last book of the Old Testament, from Malachi. It's the seventh book from there.
如果我们要找到弥迦书的话呢，就是我们旧约最后一本书本。你从那里倒数第七本就是弥迦书。
And I'd like to focus on one from the few important verses that is relevant to us today.
我们会专注在几节圣经，因为它跟我们的生命有息息相关。
The name Micah, the meaning of that name means who is like Yahweh.
弥迦这个名字的意思呢，就是谁能够像耶和华上帝呢
？It's a very lofty name. Lofty name.
是一个非常一个很崇高的名字。
Who is like our God?
谁能够像我们的上帝呢
？What a glorious God we have!
因为我们的上帝是充满着荣耀的上帝。
Micah told us that he ministered during the reign of three kings: Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah.
弥迦告诉我们，当他侍奉上帝的时候，正是处于三个王统治以色列的时候，约旦、亚哈斯和西西家。
We read about this in the first verse of chapter 1.
在弥迦书第一章第一节那里，我们就读到关于他的背景。
These three kings reign in succession one after another.
这三个王呢，他们是一个接着一个来统治那南国。
And the details of the reign of this king are found in 2 Kings 16 to 20 and 2 Chronicles chapter 27 to 32.
这三个王呢，他们的事迹呢，都记载在列王记下第16到20章，还有历代志下第27到32章。
11 chapters in all in the Old Testament for these three kings.
只有在这两本书里头，只有11章呢是记载他们的事迹。
But nothing was mentioned about Micah, although he said that he ministered during the reign of these three kings.
虽然弥迦先知弥迦说他在这三个王统治的时候在侍奉上帝，但是这十一章里面都没有提到弥迦这个人。
Not until 100 years later, during the reign of King Jehoiakim.Where the prophet Jeremiah ministered was Micah mentioned.
一直到100年以后呢，当这个耶雅敬王统治的时候，那弥迦的名才重新的被提醒。
100 years later, Micah's prophecy of God's judgment would soon be fulfilled.
100年后呢，弥迦所带来的预言呢，就将要实应验，将实现。
And like Micah, Jeremiah prophesied very urgently that the time of destruction of Jerusalem was very near.
就像先知弥迦一样，先知耶利米呢，也发出同样的呼告，就是上帝将要毁灭耶路撒冷。
Maybe turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 26, verse 5 to 6.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻阅到耶利米书第26章第5到第6节。
We read Jeremiah's prophecy. He told the people, he warned the people, in fact, if you do not listen to the words of my servants, the prophet, whom I've sent to you again and again, then I'll make this house like Shiloh.And this city a curse among all the nations of the earth.
弥迦书第二十六章第四节，你要对他们说：耶和华如此说，你们若不听从我，不遵守我设立在你面前的律法，不听从我从早起来差遣到你们那里去，我仆人众先知的话，你们还是没有听从，我就必使这殿如示罗，使这城成为城使这城为地上万国所咒诅的。
But what was the response of the people to the warning of Jeremiah?
对耶利米所提出的警告的时候，以色列的百姓怎么样回应呢？
Repentance was far from their minds.
但是很可惜，他们没有一点悔改的意念。
Because we read further in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 26, verse 9. As soon as Jeremiah finished telling all the people everything the Lord had commanded him to say, the priests, the prophets,And all the people seized him and said, "You must die."
我们看到在耶利米书第二十六章第九节那里说：“你为何托耶和华的名预言说这殿必如示罗，这城必变为荒场，无人居住呢？”于是众民都在耶和华的殿中聚集到耶利米那里，他们就捉拿了耶利米。
It looks like Jeremiah was getting himself into some serious trouble.
看来呢，当耶利米发出这个警告的时候。他给自己带来的祸害。
He was surrounded by an angry crowd because he said something bad about the city.
因为他指出他们所做的城里人的罪行的时候，嫉妒的那一些居民。
But something happened.
看，我们看到一些奇妙事发生。
We read that the elders and the common people intervened by citing the ministry of Micah 100 years ago.
我们看到就在那一刻的时候呢，当中他们的一些长老、一些领袖呢，就引用了100年前先知弥迦所发的预言。
Because we read further down in Jeremiah chapter 26, verse 17 to 19, some of the elders of the land stepped forward and said to the entire assembly of the people, Micah of Moreshe.Prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. He told all the people of Judah, This is what the Lord Almighty says. Zion will be plowed like a field. Jerusalem will become a heap of rubble. And we go on further. The temple hill, a mound overgrown with thickets. Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, or anyone else in Judah put him to death? Did not Hezekiah fear the Lord and seek his favor?And did not the Lord relent so that he did not bring the disaster he pronounced upon them? We are about to bring a terrible disaster on ourselves.
正当他们要捉拿耶利米先知的时候，首领和众民就对祭司先知说：这人是不该死的，因为他是奉耶和华我们神的名向我们说话。国中的长老就有几个人起来，对聚会的众民说：当犹大王西西家的日子，有摩利沙人米迦对犹大众人预言说：万军之耶和华如此说，西安必被耕种像一块田，耶路撒冷必变为乱堆，这殿的山必像丛林的高处。犹大王西西家和犹大众人岂是把他治死呢？西西家岂不是敬畏耶和华，恳求他的恩吗？耶和华就后悔，不把自己所说的灾祸降临他们。若致死这人，我们就做了大恶，自害己命。
So although Micah's prophetic words were not recorded in 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles, his words were recorded 100 years later.
所以我们看到在列王记下跟历代志下那里没有记录 弥迦先知所发的预言，但是我们看到他的预言在100年后被重新的提出来。
In fact, it was because of Micah's prophetic words that there was a revival in the days of King Hezekiah when the king listened to the word of God.
就因为弥迦在100年前所发出的预言跟警告，因为这样的缘故呢，西西家王就按照他的话语去做，这就造成了在以色列有一个灵性的复兴。
What do we learn from the ministry of Micah?
因此我们从先知弥迦的侍奉当中学习了什么功课呢？
There are times that we try so hard to share the gospel, it's as if nobody wants to listen to us.
很多时候我们尝试了尽了我们的本分去跟别人分享福音，但是看起来好像没有人要听我们所讲。
But God has his own way of doing his wonderful work.
但是上帝呢，自有他的方法来行他奇妙的他的作为。
He would bring his word to pass, so do not be discouraged, even though our words may not be listened to now.
他会按照他的时间来应许他的他来应验他所应许的，因此我们不应当因为别人不听从我们所传讲的而丧志。
For Micah, his words were recalled 100 years later.
我们看到弥迦的先知弥迦的预言呢，竟然在100年后被记录下来。
And as we read further down Jeremiah's life was spared because of Micah.
当我们读到耶利米书的时候，我们看到耶利米没有被致死，是因为弥迦先知的预言的缘故。
The prophecy of Micah is comprising 7 chapters.Is divided into 3 oracles.
弥迦先知所说的预言呢，记录在弥迦书里，总共有7章呢，分成3段落。
Each oracle begins with the word "hear" or "listen."
那每一这个段落呢，所开始的第一句话就是你们当听耶和华的话。
The first oracle is meant for the people in general. It begins withHear, O people, all of you. Chapter 1, verse 2.
上帝所发出第一个所晓谕叫神谕的第一段呢的第一句就是给万民的，万民啊，你们都要听。
The second oracle begins also with hear. It's directed to the leaders of Israel.
第二段呢，第二个段落呢，他神所晓谕的也是针对以色列人的首领所发出的。他说。雅各的首领以色列家的官长啊，你们要听。
The third oracles also begin with here is not directly to the people, but it was God pleading to be heard. Hear now what the Lord is saying.
第三个段落呢的开始，这个预言呢，这个神所晓谕的，乃是对我们每一个人，上帝祈求我们每一个人来听他所说的。以色列人啊，当听耶和华的话。
We will soon learn about the heart of God when He sees the sin of His people.
我们将要从神话里面去了解神的心意，特别是当神对以色列人的罪行所做出的反应。
The first oracle began.With Micah describing God's coming not to save his people but to judge his people for their sin.
第一个上帝所发出的这个所晓谕的乃是关乎上帝来到他的人民的当中，不是来拯救他们，乃是来审判他们。
Micah used very strong graphic language of God coming forth from his holy templeTrading down the earth. That's chapter 1, verse 3.
我们看到在弥迦书第一章第三节那里，弥迦先知用的非常生动的方法来刻画上帝对罪所做出的反应，就是上帝来到了出了他的居所，降临步行地的高处来审判人的罪。
God was pictured as being so angry with the sin of his people that he personally would want to come down from heaven to judge his people because of idolatry.
在这里我们看到弥迦先知所刻画的就是上帝非常的愤怒，因为人犯罪到了极点，因此他必须离开他天上的宝座来到人间来审判他们的罪。为什么呢？因为以色列人敬拜偶像。
When Israel turned away from God into idolatry, the whole nation was plunged into lawlessness.
在这里我们看到，当以色列人他们背弃神的时候，他们犯罪，他们去敬拜偶像的时候，整个国家就陷入了那个毫无纪律的那种道德沦落的情景。
Micah says in chapter 2 verse 1, Woe to those who plan iniquity, to those who plot evil on their base. At morning's light, they carry out, and because it is in their power to do it.
从在弥迦书第二章第一节那里，弥迦指出他们的罪孽，或在那些在床上图谋罪孽、造作奸恶的，天一发亮，因手有能力就行出来了。
Who are these people that God was angry with?
说这一些上帝所愤怒的人是谁呢？
They were land grabbers. They were those who took lands and houses through violence. Micah told us.
他们就是强占、夺取别人房屋、田产的人。
We find this in verse 2 and verse 3 of chapter 2.
我们在第二章第二节跟第三节那里看到神这么描绘的。
They were the oppressors of the weak.
他们就是那些欺压贫穷人的人。
They stole land and property from the weak.
他们从那个贫穷人那些软弱者的手中剥夺他们的房产田地。
In fact, they broke the 10th commandment of Moses.
他们实在的，他们已经犯了十诫里面的一节。
The Ten Commandments says that we shall not covet our neighbor's property.
因为十诫里面告诉我们不可贪念我们邻舍的财产。
Our world is not very much different from the world of Micah.
我们现今所生活的世界呢，跟当初弥迦先知所处的环境非常的相似。
What lessons do we learn from the testimony of this prophet?
那我们可以从这个先知的见证里面学习到什么属灵的功课呢？
Modern lesson is we stand on biblical moral principles.
我们所学的功课就是我们必须在神道德的原则上必须要站立的稳。
As Micah cried out against sin, so must we.
就像弥迦先知针对罪恶发出的宣告，我们也要同样这样做。
When given an opportunity to voice our views, may we not be silent over sins such as homosexuality, corruption, oppression, stealing, sexual immorality, gambling, and abortion.
当我们有机会来发出我们的声音的时候，我们必须要勇敢的这么做。比如说，有一些不符合圣经的作为的行为，比如说同性恋或者贪污欺压偷盗道德沦落还有堕胎等等。
I wonder how many of us signed the petition to the government concerning our objection to same-sex marriage. That petition came out among the churches some time ago.
我不知道在几个月前有一个有一个呼吁就是有一些基督教的一个那些政体，他们发出一个呼吁，请我们签名反对这个同性恋的婚姻合法化。我们当中有没有人去签呢？
Praise the Lord. As children of light, we stand on moral ground. When given an opportunity to speak up, we speak for righteous sake.
感谢主。身为上帝的子民，当我们有机会的时候，我们必须在圣经的道德原则上站稳。我们必须要为神发出声音。
But all is not doom and gloom, because Micah ended this first oracle with a word of comfort and hope.
虽然那时候的光景是这样，但是不是完全没有希望的，因为我们看到在这个第一个段落的神所晓谕的话语里面，它的结尾竟然是带来了安慰跟盼望。
We read in Micah chapter 2 and verse 12, I will surely gather all of you, Jacob. I will surely bring together the remnant of Israel. I will bring them together like sheep in a pen, like the flock in its pastures. The place will throng with people.
在这里我们看到二章，弥迦书二章第十二节，上帝这么说，雅各家，我必要聚集你们，必要召集以色列剩下的人，安置在一处，如波斯拉的羊，又如草场上的羊群，因为 人数众多就必大大喧哗。
The change in tone is so extreme.
我们看到在这里呢，弥迦的语调改变，有很大的改变。
By the same breath, Micah shifted from a strong language of judgment to comforting words of hope of regathering of the people and deliverance by God.
在这同一个段落，神所晓谕的话语中，我们看到先前呢，弥迦是用很严厉的，带着审判的话语来针对他人，但是到了这结尾的时候，他竟然是用非常带有安慰的词句。
In fact, some Bible scholars couldn't believe that these were the words spoken by Micah.
甚至有一些圣经学者呢，不相信这一些是弥迦所发出的预言的一部分。
They thought that it must have been added in by some other writers and not Micah himself.
他们曾经想说，这会不会是除了弥迦先知本身是有其他人加进去
？But why not? This is a reflection of God's character.
但是为什么不能够呢？因为这个反映了上帝的属性。
He is not only the righteous judge, but he is the loving shepherd.
上帝不但是公义的审判官，但是他也是带有慈爱怜悯。
When he does judge his people, mercy is always at the background.
当他审判他的子民的时候，他也预备了给他们慈爱跟怜悯。
So when we study the book of prophets like Micah, we are actually studying the character of God.
所以当我们在学习，我们在阅读一本小先知书，像弥迦书的时候，我们也在学习上帝的属性是怎样。
The second oracle was directed to the leaders in chapter 3 and verse 1.
第二段神所晓谕的话是针对以色列的领袖来说的。
They were the rulers, the prophets, and the judges.
这些领袖呢，就包括了统治者、先知，还有里头的法官。
These were the three departments of government of Israel, and they were all corrupt.
这一些人呢，这三组的人就组成了当时候以色列人的政府，但很可惜，他们都败坏了。
Micah tells us in chapter 3, verse 5, that the prophets led people astray because, as Micah put it disparagingly, they were given something to eat.
我们看到弥迦先知在第三章第五节那里告诉我们，这一些领袖他们都败坏了，因为他们为了他们自己自身的利益，他们的生活的需要，他们妥协了。
Judges perverted justice because they were offered bribe. Micah tells us in chapter 3 verse 11.
在第三章第十一节，我们看到这一些立法执行者他们败坏了，因为他们被钱财所贿赂。
And the rulers were described as vultures, tearing the flesh of the people and breaking their bones, chapter 3 and verse 3.
这些统治者呢，就被形容是像兔鹰一样，因为他们剥夺他们的皮，剔他们的肉。
Things were so bad that the Lord God had to pronounce a judgment on Jerusalem through Micah.
他们败坏到了极点，上帝必须要透过先知弥迦来告诉他们。
In chapter 3 verse 12, we read, Zion will be plowed as a field. Jerusalem will become a heap of ruins.
在弥迦书三章第十二节那里，上帝给他们警告，西安必被耕种像一块田，耶路撒冷必变为乱堆。
This was the exact verse that was quoted in Jeremiah chapter 26 verse 18, where the people remember his words.
我们看到在耶利米书二十六章第十八节那里呢，刚才我们所读的就是这一项话语，就是当时候那些领袖所引用的。
It is true of God's judgment in the world today.
的确，今天上帝的审判也同样临到我们的世界。
True in every way. True, yes, much in every way.
我们生活里面很多的层面，
We see oppressive rulers, political tyrants, abusive leaders.
我们看到有许多这些统治者欺压人民，有一些政治的暴君，还有这些滥用权力的这些统治者。
Unfortunately, there are church ministers today who deceive the people with false promises of healing and blessing, and the process and rich themselves from the love offerings of the people.
甚至我们很可惜的，今天有一些教会里头有一些牧者，甚至欺压人民，用不正当的教导来博取人的同意，跟他们从他们身上得到一些帮助。
But once again, the words of doom and gloom give way to comfort and hope.
但是我们再次看到，情况呢不是全然暗淡无光的。我们看到上帝的话语是带来安慰跟盼望。
Micah gave a vision way beyond his time. The kingdom of God will soon be established on earth.
弥迦在这里给我们看到一个意象，就是当时候他们一个将要发生的事，就是上帝将会在地上成立他的天国。
This is a very beautiful verse in Micah chapter 4 verse 2. Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways. We shall walk in his path. For out of the Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
这是非常美好的一节经文，弥迦书四章第二节，我们一起来看。必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿，主必将他们的道路道教训我们，我们也要行他的路。因为训诲必出于西安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
The prophetic word speaks of the end time when the Lord will establish his kingdom on earth.
这一些预言呢，是针对我们末世的时候所说的，就是上帝将在地上成立他的。
Micah speaks of three freedoms, three kinds of freedom.
弥迦告诉我们这是有三种的自由。
Firstly, there will be freedom from ignorance. People will hear the teaching of the Lord.
第一种就是我们不再成为无知，我们将会成自由，因为他们人民呢能够直接的听到、聆听到上帝的教诲。
Secondly, freedom from fear. God is now the Lord of all the earth. He rules from Jerusalem. What is there to fear?
第二呢，就是我们不需要再惧怕，因为上帝呢是自己本身，他是我们地上的主，他将从耶路撒冷统治一切，有主在统治，我们还惧怕什么呢
？Thirdly, freedom from war.The word of God will teach us to walk in His path, so that we can be at peace with one another.
我们看到第三呢，就是再也不用，我们也再也不用恐惧征战，因为上帝的话语将会教导我们怎么样行走在他的道上。我们懂得怎么样跟人和平相处。
But perhaps one of the most important prophetic statements of Micah is found in chapter 5 and verse 2.
也可能。我们看到里头有一个很重要的预言呢，是在弥迦书第五章第二节那里。
Chapter 5 verse 2 says, But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me, the one to be ruler of Israel, whose going forth are from of old, from everlasting. Now we should be very familiar with that verse.
我们应该对这一节经文非常的熟悉，弥迦书第五章第二节，伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从根骨从太初就有。
We remember this verse very well during Christmas time.
当我们在圣诞节的时候，我们都记得这一节经文。
Do we not realize that it comes in the context of Micah?In the days when the rulers were thoroughly wicked,
我们有没有想到这那是出自于弥迦先知，当他在侍奉的那个情景的时候，那个时候的统治者都已经败坏了。
Out of such wicked leadership, God promised the great shepherd from Him, who will rule us with love and mercy.
纵使当时候他们。的领导已经走偏了，上帝仍然的发出了这样的一个预言。
What lesson do we learn so far?
那从这里我们可以学习什么属灵的功课
？Many a times we are disgusted with sin.
很多时候我们非常的憎恶罪恶。
We stand firm on biblical moral ground, pray earnestly for God to act. and wait patiently and live with the prospect of our blessed hope that He is coming again.
因此我们应当在圣经我的的道德原则上，我们要站稳，我们要恳切的求神来行动，我们要有耐心的来等待上帝。
The third oracle brings out clearly the heart of God for His people.
第三段神所晓谕给他的人民的话语，告诉我们上帝的心意。
Here is where God called out creation to bear witness to Him.
在这里，上帝呼叫这一些所创造的，他所创造的这天地来为他做见证。
In chapter 6 and verse 2, we read the heart of God. Hear you, mountain, the Lord's accusation. Listen, you everlasting foundation of the earth. For the Lord has a case against His people. He is lodging a charge against Israel.
在弥迦书六章第二节那里，我们听到了上帝的心声。山岭和地永久的根基啊，要听耶和华争辩的话，因为耶和华要与他的百姓争辩，与以色列争论。
It was as if nobody would want to listen to God, and God has to call upon all creation to listen to Him.
当时的情景呢，就像是没有人要聆听上帝的话语，因此上帝必须呼求这些天地来为他作证。
It is here that we see the anguish of the heart of God over the sin of His people.
在这里我们看到上帝呢为人民所犯的罪而忧伤。
And I'd like to focus on chapter 6 and verse 3 here. And you see the heart of God when people sin against Him.
在这里我们来看六章第三节，我们看到上帝的心，当我们人犯罪的时候。
God says, My people, what have I done to you?How have I burdened you? Answer me.
在这里，六章三节，上帝说：“我的百姓啊，我向你做了什么呢？我在什么事上使你厌烦？你可以对我证明。”
Would God go down to that extent to plead with His people?
你可以想象吗？上帝既然到那样的地步，要去祈求他的子民听他的话语。
But this is the heart of God. He loves us.It pains His heart to see His people sin against Him.
但是我们看到这是上帝的心声，因为他当看到他的子民犯罪的时候，就带给他的心为我们而忧伤。
The people were attending the temple services in those days.
在当时候呢，这些子民呢，都到这个圣殿中去敬拜上帝。
They were bringing their offerings, but their hearts were far away from God.
他们是把他们的他们的奉献带到神的面前，但是他们的心却是离上帝很远。
And God look at the people and say, I only have one thing that I require of you.
上帝看到这些人的时候，就告诉他们，我只要你做一样东西。
We read this in chapter 6 and verse 8, and this is a very important verse.
我们看到这里有很重要的境界，告诉我们在第六章第八节那里。
He says, He has shown you, O man, what is good.What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
这里我们听到了上帝的心声，他向我们说：世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
It was as if God was saying,It is pointless coming to me with all your offerings when your heart is far away from me. All I really want is this, you walk with men justly and mercifully, and you walk with me humbly.
在这里我们听到上帝告诉我们，我们如果单单只是把我们所献的祭，我们的奉献带到神的面前，我们却没有，我们的心却不像神的话，那不是他所要的。他要的是我们行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心。与神同行。
How is our spiritual standing before God in His house today?
今天我们在神的家中的时候，在神面前，我们的灵性是如何呢？
Maybe not come to the presence of God with a heart far away from Him.
让我们学习到神的跟前的时候，我们的心不是远离上帝的。
John Wesley, in his teaching on holiness, spoke of works of piety and works of mercy.
约翰卫斯理呢，在教导关于圣洁的生活的时候，提到敬虔跟怜悯。
He was talking about walking with God and walking with man.
他谈到我们如何跟神同行，如何跟别人相处。
The early Methodists were so powerful in ministry because they balanced piety with mercy.
我们看到早期呢，这个卫理公会的会友，他们的侍奉大有能力，因为他们在这个敬虔跟怜悯方面有一个很好取得了一个很好的平衡。
The world in John Wesley's days not only saw how a Methodist walked with God, but they were impressed by this Methodist who showed a concern for their well-being.
早期的人，他们看到了这一些卫理公会的会友呢，就是不但他们自己本身跟神有密切的关系，他们也同时也去关怀那些有需要的人。
So while we desire to walk closely with God, we ask God's strength and wisdom to walk with men, to show mercy.
的确，我们需要跟神有一个亲密的同行的关系，但我们也求神帮助我们有能力去祝福别人。
In conclusion, the high point of Micah's prophecy was his conclusion on the character of God.
当我们来到结尾的时候，我们看到弥迦的预言呢的高峰呢，就是他用诗体的方式来表达出上帝的属性。
In chapter 7 and verse 18 and 19, these two verses are beautiful verses on God's character.
在第七章what verses 18第十八跟第十九节那里，我们看到这里有非常美好的经文告诉我们上帝的属性。
Let me read to you these two verses. Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea.
在这里让我读十八跟十九节给你听。神啊，有何神向你赦免罪孽，饶恕你产业之移民的罪过，不永远怀怒，喜爱施恩，必再怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们的一切罪投于深海。
Three themes about God emerge in the prophetic books of the Old Testament.
我们看到在这一个先知书里头有三个主题。
God's sovereignty in determining history.
首先，上帝有主权，他是掌管历史的主宰。
God's righteous character in pointing out sin and judging his people.
第二，上帝公义的一面，就是指责并且审判他的子民的罪。
And thirdly, God's loving character in showing compassion and forgiving sin.
第三，我们看到上帝慈爱的属性，就是他怜悯我们，赦免我们的罪。
So whenever we read the Old Testament prophetic book, bear in mind these three themes about God.
因此，当我们每一次读这个小先知书的时候，让我们记得这三个主题
：His sovereignty, His righteous character, and His loving character.
这三样东西就是上帝的主权、上帝的公义，还有上帝的慈爱怜悯。
Micah concluded his prophecy with a lofty statement of God's loving character.
弥迦呢，在结束的时候，用了一句话来描述上帝那个崇高的，位格。
Who is a God like our God who pardons sin?
有哪一个神能够像你一样的能够赦免人的罪孽
？Who is a God like our God who does not hold a grudge against us?
谁能够像我们的神一样的，能够不纪念我们的罪孽？
Who is a God like our God who shows compassion to us by dealing with sin ruthlessly?
谁能够像我们的神一样，能够施恩怜悯，但也是追讨我们的罪孽？
In graphic language, Micah speaks of God trampling sin underfoot and hurling it into the depths of the sea.
弥迦在这里用了描绘的的词语来形容上帝，他怎么样的将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们的一切罪投于深海。
Isn't this how God would deal with our sin through our Lord Jesus Christ?
这岂不是上帝借着耶稣基督赦免我们罪孽的方法？
Micah begins with judgment of God.
弥迦书开始的时候就提到上帝的审判。
He always ended up with comfort and love.
但是他常常呢以盼望跟安慰作为结束。
And at the high point of his conclusion, who is a God like our God?
就在他的预言的高巅峰的时候，他就指出谁是能够像我们的上帝一样。
A God who would forgive us of our sin.
一位愿意赦免我们罪过的上帝。
May we all the more bow down and worship our Lord for who he is.
当我们在明白了这以后，我们真的能够俯伏在神的面前来敬拜他。
And what he has done for us through our Lord Jesus Christ.
纪念上帝借着耶稣基督为我们所做的一切。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
And Father, we thank and praise you.
天父，我们谢谢你，我们赞美你。
That you are God who is a righteous God.
因为你是那公义的上帝。
You have every right to judge us for our sin.
你拥有权利能够来审判我们的罪孽。
But you are always a loving God.
我们谢谢你，你也是慈悲怜悯的上帝。
And you exercise your right to save us from our sin.
你使用你的权柄把我们从罪孽当中拯救出来。
We stand before you, dear Lord, in awe and worship.
因此今天我们带着敬拜你的心来站在你的宝座前敬拜你。
To say before the Lord our God, who is the Lord like our God?
主啊，在你跟前我们发出这样的呼声，谁能够像我们的上帝这样呢？
We are so privileged to be your children, dear Father.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，我们能够有这个特权，能够成为你的子女。
Thank you for your mercy.
谢谢你的慈爱。
In Jesus' name.
奉靠耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.